Easy 94.1 with the latest local news powered by SteamboatToday.com.
Good morning. This is Shannon Lukens with the Steamboat Morning News. It's Monday, October 13th. Steamboat Nordic Combined skier Brian Fletcher held off stiff competition from his brother Taylor to win his first national championship Sunday. A solid jump in the ski jumping portion gave Brian an advantage in the cross-country skiing event. Taylor snagged second place, while former Steamboat Winter Sports Club member Adam Loomis took third. The annual election forum hosted by the Board of Realtors, local Democratic and Republican parties, and the Steamboat Pilot and Today is tomorrow night. The event will start with a meet and greet, followed by a Q&A session with local candidates. Presentations will be given about candidates for state and national offices, as well as the two amendments and two propositions on November's ballot. It all gets started at 5 o'clock Tuesday at the Steamboat Grand. The Soup Bowl Supper Fundraiser offers a unique experience for those who attend every year. On Wednesday, you can fill up a handmade bowl that you get to keep with soup from various donor restaurants. This year's beneficiaries are the Yampa Valley Sustainability Council and Community Agriculture Alliance. Tickets $25 in advance at All That Jazz, Blue Sky Pottery, and the Sustainability Council Ag Alliance office. At today's meeting, the Steamboat Springs School Board will discuss Proposition 104 and whether it will publicly take a stance on the issue. The measure requires school employee contract negotiations to take place during public sessions. The board also may address whether it will make negotiations public in advance of November's election results. The Steamboat Sailors boys soccer team scored a big win Saturday against Palisade in their final home game of the season. Seniors Nathan Dupuy and Hector Lopez each scored, and Brody King was key with a pair of assists. In other prep sports news, the Eagle Valley Steamboat volleyball matchup lived up to its billing. The Sailors ended up on the wrong side of the five-set thriller, though, and now stand tied for second with the Devils in the Western Slope League. Hayden football got off to a roaring start and held on against Plateau Valley for a 38-33 win. Senior Jack Redmond carried the ball 32 times for 189 yards and three touchdowns. Outside of Steamboat, Peyton Manning threw for three touchdowns and helped the Denver Broncos beat the New York Jets 31-17. Snow all around the state Sunday caused icy roads, messy driving, shutting down I-70 several times at the Eisenhower Tunnel and at Vail Pass. Winds gusted up to 50 miles per hour above timberline. Visibility was awful. It should all be wrapped up today. And as for Steamboat, the forecast is calling for sunny skies, and it's going to be chilly, so bundle up this morning. Those are your headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. For more, pick up a free copy of the Steamboat Today newspaper. Visit SteamboatToday.com or download the free Steamboat Today news app.